85 degrees at 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again to all of you everywhere for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, how do you do? Well, now that the beginning of August is behind us and the whole rest of the month can unfold gracefully as the final of the summer series, we hope that this weekend is going to be a very pleasant one for you, and whatever you plan to do, you make certain you double the enjoyment and the pleasure by enjoying Wrigley's Spearmint wherever you go, whatever you do. We thought we'd just sort of sit around on this last day of this first week of August and just play a couple of phonograph records this morning, maybe talk a little bit about the trivia of life, and I imagine maybe get a blurb or two in about a chewing gum product called Wrigley, if you don't mind. Let's begin by saluting some Dixie, not the Confederate Army so much, but the Dixie music, with a tailgate trombone, a hunk of real wonderful clarinet stuff, and two swell little girls by the name of the Lennon Sisters who carry the lead with the other girls on White Silver Sands.
Silver sands, there on the brink of the blackest sin, and obey my heart's command. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, we watch the sun set in the evening in a far and distant land. So here beneath God's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening with the only love I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, there on the brink of love I kiss him and obey my heart's command.
The clarinetist trips lightly like through a field of clover on that record, I think makes it one of the most delightful and joyous 2.5 minutes on records today. It's done by the Lennon Sisters. I don't know who the trumpeter is, nor the trombonist, nor the clarinetist, but I will say that I think it's just as fine Dixie music as instrumentation behind singers as we have ever heard on a record, a fine one called White Silver Sands. Now conjure up this notion, if you will, please. A mountain capped with snow. A cool, babbling brook. Trout fishing. And you sort of conjure up the notion of a cool, cool day, don't you? Well, now that's exactly the feeling that you get when you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. There's a real cool and wonderful flavor to that spearmint flavor. Spearmint gum by Wrigley. Now, if you'd like to keep cool, keep relaxed, and keep happy, keep your mouth always moist and fresh and your breath sweet, you ought to plan to do just like all of us do, whether you go fishing or not. Enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, a product I'm sure you will enjoy if you tuck it in your picnic basket over the weekend. You get some Wrigley Spearmint and see if you don't agree. It's just like the babbling brook that flows from the cool, snow-capped mountain. But make it Wrigley Spearmint. I suppose that disc jockeys have one failing, that of loving to make predictions, and I'll have to admit that this flesh is heir to that fault, too. Because a number of months ago, as a matter of fact, about 3 months ago, well before we went fishing up in Canada, We played a record by the name of Tammy, and we suggested that it was going to be a tremendous hit. About 4 weeks ago, we had decided to sort of cast aside our references and forget all about the record because we didn't think it would happen. And then all of a sudden, like a thunderbolt from Kansas, comes a record that now I think is pretty close to being one of the best sellers in the entire nation. Surprisingly enough, it's Tammy. And I don't say it because I like to say I told you so, but merely to say something else which is significant music today, that good music is back with us because this is swell music. Written by Livingston and Evans, who have turned out some very fine things in the past, here are the Ames Brothers to sing Tammy.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above Tammy, Tammy. Tammy's my love, the old hootie owl, hootie hoots to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's my love. Does my darling feel what I feel when she comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that she could hear. Wish I knew if she knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's my love. My darling, feel what I feel when she comes near. My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that she could hear. Wish I knew if she knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's my love.
Isn't that a nice thing? That's the Ames Brothers with Tammy. Jimmy Dorsey's band is featured next for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And just prior to Dick Stabile's addition to the band and his great saxophone work, Jimmy Dorsey, of course, had cut a thing that turned out to be a number one bestseller called So Rare. Here's an excellent follow-up, an old, old song that the teenagers would probably feel that they discovered, but I think, Mom, if you don't tell them, they'll never know that you discovered it about 30 years ago. The song is that old, but vintage has added to its color. It's called June Night.
Stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you and fold you, and dreams will come true. So give me a tonight, the moonlight and you.
That's the Jimmy Dorsey Band. Fine follow-up to their So Rare, and this is an old-timer called June Night. About a month behind the times, because this is now August. Gee, a month and 2 days behind the times, but I imagine that's going to be a big hit not only in June, July, August, and September, but probably a real revival in the cause of June Night, and it'll be here for a long while to come. Just one little suggestion. This weekend, pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint. I know that it's always an American custom, and a pretty wonderful one, that Daddy sits in the front seat with Mommy and the two little kids in the back seat. There's a picnic basket in between that the kids like to dive into as soon as they get to the picnic grounds, or maybe even they can't wait until they get there. Let me make a suggestion. You don't have to open the potato salad in the automobile. Open up a pack of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and see how well it pacifies everyone's desire for something until the picnic lunch is served. It's a swell product. You like it. You get some, take it in the automobile with you. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. I love it. You will, too. Here's a very beautiful storyline written by Bobby Troop. Done on a roulette label, it features a newcomer by the name of Jimmy Rogers. And please listen to this song. It's a lovely thing called Their Hearts Were Full of Spring.
There's a story told of a very gentle boy and the girl who wore his ring. Through the wintry snow, the world they knew was warm, for their hearts were full of spring. As the days grew old and the nights passed into time, and the weeks and years took wing, gentle boy, tender girl, their love remained still young, for their hearts were full of spring. Then one day they died, and their graves were side by side on a hill where robins sing. And they say violets grow there the whole year round, for their hearts were full of spring. And they say violets grow there the whole year round, for their hearts were full of spring.
Their Hearts Were Full of Spring, done by Jimmy Rogers. Well, my heart is overflowing with the fact that this is Friday and it's payday around here, like maybe it was in your home community. So let's all go out for a picnic, shall we? Well, let's spend at least a nickel getting a couple of packs or one pack of Wrigley Spearmint, because it's awful good to take with you wherever you go this weekend. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks for joining us on CBS. We'll see you Monday. Here's Joe Foss.
Tonight at midnight on Channel 2, see Congo Maisie, starring Ann Southern as Maisie Revere, a wisecracking showgirl who finds herself stranded in the middle of the Congo with a handsome renegade doctor. It's exciting, it's funny. See Congo Maisie, starring Ann Southern, tonight at midnight on WBBM-TV's Late Show. And remember, just before the Late Show, spend a happy, fun-filled hour with the Pee-wee King Show on Channel 2.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.